Content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
Five minutes after the hour of 12 noon Central Time, Dave Krieger with you. It's October 3rd, 2022 here on the Power Hour. And, of course, the phone lines are open. 844-769-2944 is the number to call. And if you're not taking advantage of the free shipping on orders over $100, you need to do that. That's at the Power Mall. It's what keeps us clicking here. The conversation is always good, especially when it's two-way, not one-way. That's why we have that phone call. You can pick up that phone and make the call. That's how it works. Energy and environment category, you're going to see this on your email blast. I try to go through all of these things and make sure that we have enough time to discuss today. We had like 40 news items, believe it or not, making good progress here. You remember I told you about the Democrats who don't have a plan? I mean, when you have somebody, and I've heard the term useful idiots, and I can only think of two people. That's Biden and Harris. Somebody else is pulling their strings. They go out and make stupid comments like, oh, yeah, well, we'll help the people in Florida. This is Harris over the weekend, in case you missed it. And she basically says that she promised she and President Biden would focus on principles of equity and environmental justice as they work to rebuild communities after recent hurricanes. You see, they politicized it. People are dead and they're politicizing. That's a bad situation. Any way you look at it, folks, it shows that they basically are narcissistic and don't care. They don't care. So, you know, this is why we have the smartest listeners out here, because the rationale is there and ever flowing. Right, Esther?
Yeah, right, Dave. Happy Monday to you.
Happy Monday to you, too. How are you? What's going on up in your neck of the woods up in Washington State?
Up in Washington? Well, we have the apple harvest going on, and apples are soft this year. Not a good sign. So, because when they're soft and they're harvested, that means that they didn't firm up, because the weather's all completely tilted right now. But, well, the reason I'm calling is, ask me if I believe in global climate change.
Okay. Do you believe in global climate change?
I sure do, Dave. It happens four times a year.
I love it when the audience brings their own material. Esther, you know what? And see, my wife celebrates this spring solstice. Or is it?
Oh,
no,
yeah.
It's equinox in the spring and fall, and solstice in the summer and winter.
Yeah.
And she celebrates all of it. She thinks it's great. You know, the seasons are changing, and there's four of them. I love the way you think.
Well,
you know, and I'm glad you brought it up.
Good. Well, okay, so, you know, a while ago you talked about, there was a little blurb all over the news that Idaho was allowing porn literacy in their schools.
I heard about that. Yeah, we did mention that in a news article.
Yeah. So it just kind of it just needled me for a couple of weeks. And so I said, okay, that's enough. I don't want to think about this at all. You know, I want the truth. So I called different people, and then I finally called the governor and talked to Sue, who's one of his primary assistants. And she told me, she said, that is absolutely false. And she said, we have in the legislative policy code number 33-1608, and in the 12th grade, they have classes that say no to sex and safe sex. And then I asked her about the organization that put this out, which is the Idaho Freedom Foundation, and otherwise known as Idaho Freedom Action. So it was a false narrative from the dead woke, and she said, we are trying very hard to put the truth out, but the media, of course, they're ready to jump on stupid, but when they come to the truth, they're ignoring it. So every time you hear something about that, verify it. And I called that Idaho Freedom Foundation, and of course there was nobody there, and I reamed them out. I just left a really nice, realistic, totally realistic message. And I suggest that if you find, okay, here's their number, 208-258-2280. Call that number, leave a real message for these. You know, these people are people. They need to be awakened in true spirit, and we have to help them by giving them the truth.
Okay, what's that number again? 208-258-2280, and that's the, what is that, Idaho Freedom Foundation, is that right?
Yes, yes.
Nah.
Another dead woke association.
So you got to argue with an answering machine. How creative is that?
Well, no, I didn't argue. I just asked, you know, I just told them exactly what I thought of what was going on. Mm-hmm. And then another thing, I called the Border Patrol, well, the border, and asked them what their criteria was for the U.S., entering into the U.S., and they told me they were very nonchalant and blah, blah, blah. And then for Canadian information, I called the Canadian border. And then they're very serious there, and they're very polite, extremely polite, and always saying sorry, right? And so then they switched me to another person because the questions I were asking, they could not answer. So I went to this main headquarters, and a lady picks it up. And so I go through all of my questions again, and she didn't answer the main question that I asked concerning crossing the border. And then finally, I kind of got exasperated, and I said, okay, so it seems like you have different criteria for different nationalities. And she didn't answer that, and I said, so if I were Pakistani and I wanted to cross into Canada, what would my criteria be? Then she got really flustered.
Ooh.
And I said, you're just not answering my question, ma'am. And she says, oh, yes, I did. I answered it, the first part. And I said, okay, give me that answer again, because I must have missed it. And she wouldn't give me the answer. She started to get kind of, okay, this is how her voice was. Well, ma'am, you're not being nice to me. You're being very rude.
Uh-oh.
And by this time, I was so exasperated, Dave, just exasperated.
Oh,
and
no.
And then I turned it to a real situation. I said, okay, look, ma'am, go get off the phone, go into the corner of your office, have a good cry, get back to the phone, and give me the answer. She says, you're
oh my.
So rude. I'm sorry.
Oh my.
I have to hang up. I'm sorry. So
With no answer. No answer.
well, then I guess I thought, oh, my God, my phone number is now associated with a Pakistani possible terrorist, and my crime is that I make border agents cry.
Mm. Wow.
It was funny. It was just so funny. But so what do you think of Giorgia Meloni?
Well, you know, they've been doing their best to try to censor her. And I saw something over the weekend, and I'm just kind of like, there is no way that she's going to get on camera and hold two cantaloupes up to her breasts and attempt to sexualize herself. I'm just kind of like, okay. So she is supposedly right wing, and she supposedly has the status quo over in Italy all shook up. Now, my comment here would have to be, wait and see. Let's see what she does.
Yeah.
Ye shall know them by their fruits.
Exactly. And not cantaloupes either, because, you know, I mean, a woman with cantaloupes, that's a huge burden to bear. You try holding two cantaloupes in your hands for 24 hours. See how you feel. So So I'd rather go for, like, the grapefruits. That's better. Okay, so, I put down her speech that she gave, and she's now the president of Italy because Mario Draghi resigned. They didn't even finish the polling. He just resigned. And she gave such an incredible speech. I wrote it down to type it out and then to distribute it wherever I go. But she ended it with this. She quoted a writer called Chesterton, and she said, Chesterton wrote more than a century ago, fires will begin to testify that two and two make four. Swords will be drawn to prove that leaves are green in summer. That time has arrived. We are ready.
I remember reading that line, and the very profound. The thing is that the EU, I think, is going to be going through a future shakeup, one they will not like, because of the pushback on utilities and fuel and the gas situation. And now we have reports Ukraine is now applying for an emergency application to join NATO. This is exactly what Putin warned against, and even though they've supposedly annexed four different places of Ukraine back into Russia, according to the vote of the people, which, of course, everybody over here is calling a sham election, because, hey, we got to keep the war going. We got to keep that war effort, got to keep all those billions of dollars flowing over to Ukraine. And if you talk to Ukrainians over there, Esther, which we have, we've talked to people that live there. They do not like Zelensky. They think he's a tyrant and a dictator and doesn't have any, should not be in power. And then we hear that there's a possibility that Putin's got two nukes pointed at Kiev and one other place. And well, I'm just like, okay. We don't know what to make of it, but the thing is that the Biden administration and all of the cronies in Congress that are warmongers want to stick their nose, and that's Lindsey Graham, you too, Lindsey, South Carolina senator. Y'all want to stick your nose in their trouble, want to be world cop, and one of these days, people are going to get very frustrated. I was having a conversation with my wife, as a matter of fact, and mentioned the fact, you know, I don't know what to think, whether or not Putin would be doing us a favor to just take out D.C. with a nuke. I mean, would it alleviate our problems or not? Because, I mean, we don't know what this guy is thinking, really, because half the stuff we get is filtered. It's all censored, and we're being told one thing when something just the opposite is happening. What do you make of that?
Well, these are the last measures of a globalist government that has been with us for many decades now, and now that they want to become recognized worldwide along with the Roman Empire, this new reconstruction of the religions of the world, this is desperate measures from desperate men, and they know it. They know it. And the good news is that Giorgia Meloni, she's completely with Africa. Africa is sick of the French president, Macron. He has bled them, raped them, and used them. And Africa is sick of all of these people, all of the globalists, and we're all sick of them because they're silly people. They're just silly. And they are, why would we even think of supporting or giving our young men's lives and young women to an idiot, to the Biden idiocy? You want to sacrifice your children to an idiot? This is a sham war. Oh, the First and Second World War started in Ukraine. That is true. So guess where they start? They want to start the Third World War, in Ukraine. I can't believe how idiotic this whole entire worldwide situation is, and how the Pollyannas of the world feel that if they just think positively and think that everything's going to come out better than we could have ever imagined it, this is the attitude that has destroyed the trueness and the spirit of righteousness in the entire global system. And, you know, just wait until Trump gets elected again and Trump joins forces with Italy, and then they join forces with Africa and then Brazil, and Mexico's got to go. I mean, if there's going to be a war, that's got to, you know, nuke Mexico after D.C. Nuke them. But, you know, we are living in very interesting times, so we should be grateful for that.
Yep. Faith without works is dead.
Exactly. And remember that this is Satan's government. This is Satan and his. This is Lucifer's form of governing the world. You want to follow Lucifer? Go for it. But we know that his time is short, and he has no chance ever after this, after, you know, another situation happens, but which is, you know, well, we won't go into that either, because that's another long story, but he has no prospect ever of living very much longer. He's gone. He's going to be gone soon.
And well, we know that.
He wants to take as many people. So when bad things happen, don't blame God. Blame Satan. Blame Lucifer.
Right. That's right. Well, I appreciate your call, Esther. I'm going to get back to the news, but I love your input, and you keep up those phone calls. We appreciate you. Energy and environment category. Remember, I was talking before Esther called in with some valid stuff. I like the conversation. I really do, because, you know, she's a woman of words and action. She will get on that phone and call places and ask questions that are daunting to these people. The woke just don't know how to answer them because they don't have the data. And you see, Toyota's president is commenting that California's ban on gas-powered cars by 2035. Well, good luck with that. All right, what are we talking about, 13 years from now? Here's the president of Toyota Motor Corporation said that adhering to California's plan to ban gas emission vehicles is going to be difficult to achieve. Battery-powered cars is going to take longer to phase into the mainstream media. I mean, into their brain. The mainstream media thinks we're just going to, we just roll them out of the assembly line. You see, this is another piece of garbage that mainstream media is catering to. There is no way it's going to happen, and I'll tell you why. A YouTuber recently demonstrated that buyers of GMC's new electric Hummer better clear their calendars if the truck is running low on battery charge. This video he produced demonstrated that when the $80,000 plus electric vehicle is plugged into a regular house outlet, it will take over 4 days to fully charge. Yeah. Yeah, the price of that Hummer, $86,645. Let's write him a check, dear. I just want to sit here and wait for 4 days for it to charge. Yeah, without the equipment, of course. And they're claiming that the GMC Hummer EV truck is the quickest charging vehicle on the market right now. But what if you're not at a fast charger and just at home? How fast does it charge? The man asked at the beginning of the video. Yeah. So much for technology, eh? I get a real problem with this. You know, they are years away from George Jetson. Sorry. I mean, they must be living in, Jane, stop this crazy thing. They must be living in that world. They get on that little, you know, thing that George Jetson used to get stuck on. Remember that conveyor belt? And it would, like, speed up and George couldn't keep up? Yeah. That's kind of where the minds of these people are, these technocrats. They really think they can speed up technology, but they can't. And, you know, if you're uncomfortable with it, you know how to change it. It's called registering to vote and going out and making your voice heard and picking up phones and calling people and challenging them to actually think. Because most of them are not. They're all ascribing to somebody else's thought process. In the COVID-related aspects of things, there's a story in here from Francis Boyle, who is a PhD, was sure the COVID pandemic was the result of a lab link. He thinks monkeypox is another lab creation, as it now suddenly has 30 mutations from the wild monkeypox found in Africa. We all know that this is what it is. World Health Organization, they're all in on it. And there's an article about a Scripps Research virologist who discovered a paper describing gain-of-function techniques that sure look like a how-to manual for building the Wuhan coronavirus in a lab. You know, all the evidence is coming out now. And who all is involved? And, of course, there's a story on here about a widower whose wife died, 33 years old, was only allowed by hospital staff to hold her baby for 10 minutes before he was taken to the neonatal intensive care unit. She was admitted into a hospital in Pennsylvania on October 9th of 2021. 36 weeks pregnant. She was due November 16th. However, staff performed an ultrasound and decided she was at 38 weeks with the baby 9 pounds and 8 ounces. First of many lies from the hospital staff, according to her husband, Matthew Cresto. It became apparent to me they purposely overestimated because he was born 6 pounds, 5 ounces. So now this is what medical malpractice suits are all about. And, of course, his wife, Christy, was given a dose of remdesivir. With the discussions of her being put on a ventilator having already begun. Despite all about the treatment protocols that the frontline doctors were promoting, including ivermectin, staff responded by saying they don't work. You see, this is what gets hospitals sued for medical malpractice. But this is exactly why you don't let your loved one go into a hospital. They're death traps. They're being subsidized by the government. They get better than $300,000 for every patient they kill. And don't sit there and make excuses for them. I don't care if you're in the healthcare industry. My daughter's a nurse. She won't take the jab and she won't give it. There are people out there with a conscience. And, of course, now Michael Goldman, MD, PhD, professor of immunology and pharmacotherapy at the Université Libre de Bruxelles in Belgium, he's going public telling everybody he's pro-vaccine, but he says the Pfizer booster sent his cancer into overdrive. Yeah, this is not the first time it's going to happen, folks. We will be back to talk with Dr. Jason Dean about all of this. After this break, stay with us.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone, or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com, or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that. And I've heard you talk about lithium to, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.
Minutes after the hour of 12 noon Central Time, Monday, October 3rd, 2022. And, it's just amazing what we've been talking about here with all of these jabs and people we know and all these widowers telling us that they took their wife in and thought that the staff in the hospital was going to take care of her, and she ended up dead. They put her on remdesivir. The hospitals are death camps. We told you this. If you have a loved one, the last place you want to take them is to a death camp. I mean, they're worse than Auschwitz. They won't let you see your family member. They isolate them, pump them full of remdesivir, and stick a tube down their throat into their lungs and blow up their lungs with a ventilator. I mean, they were doing this at the very beginning of the COVID pandemic, folks. In New York City, nurses were saying, hey, something is making sense here. Doctors were on YouTube until they got censored, saying we're treating the wrong thing. We're putting patients on ventilators. We shouldn't be doing that. That's not what they're experiencing right now. We got doctors in Texas like Richard Bartlett that have been that I interviewed, actually, at the Clay Clark's Reawaken America tour. He's talking all about the fact that he had budesonide and he got an inspiration to give it to a guy, and his breathing was normalized within a couple of minutes after getting a dose of budesonide. So you see, there's stuff out there that is working, but I'll tell you what, the vaccines, this nanotechnology, these vaccines, if you go to timetofreeamerica.com, you can read all the patents. Clay Clark put them all up there. But you see, this is only part of it. We got biometrics. We got eye scanners, fingerprint scanners. All the we told you in the first hour about electric cars and why they want you to have an electric car, because they can shut them off. They can steer them into a pole and kill you if they don't like you. They can stop you from going places if they don't like where you're programming your information. Because Lord knows they're going to have an auto car that you basically punch in the address you want to go to, and if they don't like it, your car won't start. So, you know, this is all about control. Dr. Jason Dean has been exploring this. He's a husband, father, and doctor, calling out the medical and big pharma cartels. He's best known for helping people reverse chronic health issues. He's been operating Palmer Natural Health for 19 years. This is the largest nutrition and chiropractic office in the world, utilizing whole food nutrition and quantum nutrition. He is the creator and host of BraveTV.com and owner of Revolution Health. Brave TV is a media and content channel. He also does a podcast 5 days a week. Dr. Jason Dean, welcome to the show.
Dave, I appreciate you having me on. Thank you so much.
Well, so we have this foible, this nanotechnology hoisted upon the global community. How many people are dead now? And we already know, I mean, Michael Yeadon, who is Pfizer's chief scientist, is saying that, look, you can't take this jab. You're going to be dead in 3 to 5 years. I was on a podcast yesterday with the Republic of Texas radio, and we were talking about this. And one of the guys that's on here, the co-host, Alan, has some very deep science background. And he's like, look, everybody's physiology is different. And how this jab is going to affect them and how many jabs. I mean, it seems like the boosters have more mRNA in them. They're being forced on the public. And my saying is, you know, come with a shot, come with a jab, leave with a bullet. So, you know, What's your take on all of this?
Well, let me, before I ever tell any audience, you know, what's happening and what I've studied, coming from the chiropractic world, we've been called conspiracy and quacks for decades. So this is nothing new. It's just finally coming out what we've been talking about for so long. And I always tell everyone listening that I don't want you to believe a word of what I'm saying, because ultimately everything that I get is public knowledge. It's out there. So you can do all the Googling and searching you want. And sure, use Google, use their own tech company against them, because they have to publicly disclose all this. And so it's not my conspiracy mind. It's just the evidence that we actually find. And, you know, they talk about grooming children, and we've been battling that whole issue as well. But they're grooming minds as well. And I say this, Dave, because you can go to Disney and other movies. Disney put out a movie called Big Hero 6, and there's scenes in Big Hero 6 where they're getting people to accept the graphene particles, the nanotechnology. I mean, they have scenes where they're talking about self-organizing computers with graphene technology. Rice University, Michigan State University on YouTube have videos. They've been working with nanotechnology, this nanotech that's in the COVID bioweapon. They've been using this stuff for years to have it actually come together as a computer inside biological systems, which is what your body is. And the people working on this are actually married to people who actually help subvert our elections from the CCP. So this is, we actually have all this background data, which is I go over all the time. And this is literally the communist Marxist agenda and how to ultimately enslave American people. And they just got, what, 100 million plus people, 200 million maybe, Americans, to put this into their body. And, you know, we talked before the show, you know, did anyone think we'd be in a sci-fi world, Dave? Well, here we are, and you're looking at it, right?
Well, 220 million people right now that at last count have taken the jab, have taken a second jab, and have taken booster after booster after booster. Now, some of those 220 million probably since then are regretting it. Some of those 220 million people are very quickly dying off. Some of those 220 million people all of a sudden are now seeing stage 4 cancers all of a sudden pop up out of nowhere that they didn't expect. Or if they were cancer survivors, all of a sudden the cancer is back and it's worse than it was when it started. So this is, you know, little do they know, this graphene oxide, anytime they want to flip a switch, they don't call this a kill switch for nothing. That graphene oxide starts to go to work and causing a brain bleed, because these are like little miniature razor blades going off in your head. So, you know, anytime that you don't want to do what they want, well, they just push a button. I mean, this is where we're headed, isn't it?
I'm glad you brought that up. So again, everyone out there, go and look this up for yourself, because this is actually out there. So there's actually an organization called DARPA, which is the Defense Advanced Research Project Agency, which is a government agency. And they actually go through it, and I share this on my videos, so you can look at our site and we'll have stuff up, and I'll put some special stuff up just so people can see it. And basically, atom width graphene sensors could provide unprecedented insights into brain structure and function. And not only that, however, they actually gave, the NIH gave $2.4 billion to DARPA, which is a neuroweapon company, right, to build the brain initiative from the NIH. This is all, you can look this up. And here's the sci-fi part of this. Now we have all these electric cars that they want people to drive. They want to put, you know, the Tesla people are putting keys in their wrist. They're having it, you know, surgically installed in their wrist so they don't lose their keys, which is insane to me. But ultimately, the people that have this graphene oxide have these nanoparticles in them. When you get this 5G and 6G technology out there, and I'm not anti-technology. I mean, we're using technology to have the meeting we're having over the radio. I use it every day. There is good technology, but you can also use it for sinister things. So 5G and 6G technologies are actually military weapon technologies. It's that high end. You can ultimately control from a distance people that have this stuff in their system. This is literally DARPA. This is NIH information. This is publicly out there, and they're showing how they could actually take people with the graphene oxide in their system, and they could directly connect their devices to them through these actual frequencies from the cell phone towers with these technologies. That's how deep this can go, Dave.
That means they literally could have the Walking Dead going around committing crimes like Manchurian Candidate stuff, if I'm following 100%. What you're saying. No, yeah. That's pretty scary stuff. Folks, by the way, if you want to talk to Dr. Jason Dean, the number is 844-769-2944. I mean, this is pretty scary stuff out here. And not only that, now they want to point out this thing about this 2022 vaccination schedule for kids. I mean, they really want to kill our kids. I mean, we're seeing myocarditis, pericarditis, all of this garbage going on right now. What is with these parents not waking up and just saying, oh, my kid's got to get the shot?
It's pretty insane. So what they've actually done is they've kind of done a brainwashing of sorts, where they've conditioned people to be into this vaccine schedule. And, you know, anybody can have whatever vaccine opinion they want for kids. It's entirely up to them. I'm not going to push my agenda on anybody else. However, you know, most of us were raised with a few vaccines we had as kids. Everyone went on. Everyone moved on. There was no such thing as autism. We now have 74-plus vaccines in the childhood schedule, which is insane overload. They're even looking at that now going, this is crazy, because there's heavy metals in them. But on top of that, they now want to add the four vaccine schedule, COVID, to that schedule. And they're obviously getting that schedule put into babies. So not only babies get what they would regularly get, but now they're adding two COVIDs plus two boosters. Now the NIH and Fauci and others and Pfizer and Merck and Moderna are also saying, oh, wait a second, every 6 months you might have to have another COVID booster to keep this thing going. Well, that's more nanotechnology. So now not only do we have a problem with adults who have this in their system, and then we have DARPA working their neuroweapons, but now you have babies from the very beginning having this nanotechnology put into them. They're literally not only trying to kill children, they're actually trying to control your children. The ones who don't die, they're going to have control because, you know, America has turned, unfortunately, to using the iPad and the cell phones as babysitters because all the kids have them now. Now those phones will connect to those wireless technologies, will connect to those nanotechnologies in the body. You now basically have an enslaved planet, Dave. I mean, that's what it comes down to. And I know that sounds very far-fetched for a lot of people, and I don't want to be too unrealistic for some. But again, this is NIH, this is on DARPA, this is CIA document, this is all over the place. The crazy part is people are just now awakening to it, and they would have never guessed this is where they're going to go. But this is the World Economic Forum, this is the Marxist agenda. And as Lenin said, the way you take down a free country and you turn into a socialistic country, there's always one way to do it, and that's through healthcare. They have used healthcare and weaponized it against us. That's how they got there.
Yeah, well, and see, the thing that makes me wonder about these kids all getting vaccinated in this Manchurian candidate kind of stuff, how would it be if the parents made some vocal statement, went and protested at a school board meeting, and their kid got vaccinated because they all of a sudden woke up, and next thing you know, their kid is standing over their bed while they're sleeping at night, hacking them to death because somebody programmed into the computer for their kid to turn into Chucky. You know, I mean, this 100%. Is the sort of thing. We don't know what this is going to do to our kids. And it's like, well, you know, these people got what they deserve. But no. It's the science and technology that's been used against us to manipulate society into a direction that society really traditionally doesn't want to go.
No, 100%. And it's interesting you say that because, again, technology is a neutral thing. I mean, there is amazing. I mean, you could take nanotechnology without injecting it into humans and actually use it in really good ways for technology going forward, making it a better world. What's happened, though, is we've gotten this into the hands of people who are very sinister, right? And instead of actually building a better world, building a more innovative world with all this technology, what we've done is we put it in their hands where they're literally trying to enslave us against it. Like, we can have a traditional America with traditional values, have nuclear families, et cetera, while having innovations in technology. I mean, you go back to the greats, the inventors, the Teslas, the Einsteins, the Marconis, all these wonderful inventors, they all were being innovative with technology. The problem is we have this in the hands of essentially communists now, the Klaus Schwabs of the world, the Soroses, the Gates of the world, who want to use this to control every single person. And you're watching it. I mean, did we ever think that we'd have 200 million Americans marching to the beat of the Fauci drum on CNN and wherever else he was speaking about? They put everyone in fear. They controlled them through the mind. And they not only got them sick, they got them to inject. I mean, people literally had themselves injected with this thing without doing any homework other than just the NIH telling it. And now you're finding out Fauci's getting money, commissions, on all these vaccines. Wouldn't that have been stuff they should have known up front about these technologies instead of 2 years later?
Well, yeah. I mean, and Adam Andrzejewski is going to be on the show, and he's got proof that Fauci made $5 million between 2019 and 2021. And his total haul was $12.6 million, and he's still getting royalties, and he's going to get $430,000 a year as a pension, which that needs to go away. I mean, to me, every time I see a picture of Fauci, I want to give him the Mussolini treatment.
It is completely insane. I don't mind people being paid for inventions that they have, even if they're at their government level, because they were innovative people who designed something. But now you have scientists within the U.S. organizations, within government, who are getting paid to have people injected with something that, one, was never tested properly. When they did test, they ran it on animal studies, all the animals died. They threw that to the side. They tried to cover it up for 75 years, and now he's getting paid millions of dollars while people are dying, and then he's going to go ahead and just retire. He's going to retire because he's running from what's about to happen. That's complete insanity, and honestly, in my opinion, that is not only treason, but that's a reason for crimes against humanity with tribunals. That's my personal opinion.
Well, we've talked about the Nuremberg Code on this show before, Dr. Dean, so it's not, you know, far beyond us to agree with you here. The thing I'm also looking at is there were several volunteers that were paid $4,100 each to stick their hand, their arm, in a cage and get bit by mosquitoes. Because mosquitoes, they have figured out a way to deliver the vaccine into mosquitoes to bite us and give us the jab.
Yes, 100%. They actually,
this is craziness.
There are actual tech companies who built flies that they can actually fly around as almost like a little drone, which sounds completely insane and way over the top sci-fi. But yes, Bill Gates and company also invested into, because they actually released some of these genetically modified mosquitoes down in South Florida, below Florida, into the islands. And yes, they can actually put things into these mosquitoes so that they will actually inject it into people. This is the brave new world we're living in, Dave. It even sometimes, and I've been down these conspiratorial roads, sometimes to me even, I have to take a step back and go, am I really publicly talking about this stuff that we've been looking at for years, but now it's actually here in the fact that they could vaccinate you against your will. Hey, I live in Florida. You know, summertime, there's mosquitoes out. Like, I have to rethink this stuff now because this is how insane the leaders of our planet are.
And the Supreme Court of the United States, words just now coming in that they have rejected 10 states suing to stop the vaccine mandates. They've rejected it and rebuffed that appeal.
We have a entire government, just as our founders said, when your government is completely out of control, we are now at that point where, you know, Ben Franklin came out and said, you have a republic if you can keep it. We have completely lost our republic at all levels, including the highest levels in the land, to the point where, I mean, there's big words that you can throw out that are sometimes sounding scary, but we're at constitutional crisis levels at this point because you have an entire government working with corporations as part of a brave new world that is working against the people every single day. Dave, I wonder at what point have we reached the edge where something has to be done?
Yeah, and then everybody is trying to come up with a solution, and they think that voting for Trump in 2024, I think it's going to be a little late. I mean, they're putting their faith in a savior right now.
I don't know how you get to 2024.
Yeah, I mean, I'm seeing this as, you know, people don't put their faith in the right savior is what the problem is, and just say no. They all put their faith in somebody who said, we got the booster. And then, you know, his big downfall was going on TV and saying he got the booster. I'm like, and you want to vote this guy into office? This guy might be dead in 2 years.
I believe that there's only God to worship. And at this point, I'm not a big fan of politicians in general. I kind of have a libertarian mind on that. However, we're at a place we can't worship humans and politicians. If there was another vote tomorrow and it was Trump against the Biden or whatever, yeah, I'd probably go with the Trump because you got to pick your side at this point. But we have to rethink how we do all this. I believe all political labels should be thrown out at this point because also at the end of the day, we have to reanalyze who we are as Americans, what we want as a nation, because we have gone so far down the deep end that parts of me wonder if this can be, you know, reorganized, or do we have to almost start the republic over in a way because everything has been subverted?
It has been, and that's a problem. You know, deep state and everything. You know, Trump promised us that he was going to, quote, drain the swamp, and then he has Bill Barr that he relies on to drain the swamp, and Bill Barr is the last person I would have put in to drain the swamp, because if the old saying, ye shall know them by their fruits, is any kind of measure, Barr didn't do it. He didn't do any of it. In fact, he helped the swamp come after Trump. So, you know, I've got to wonder about this uniparty system that we've got out there with the rhinos and everybody playing with the left, and they're all sitting there, you know, kowtowing to the idea that America can survive with only 92 million people in it. So they have to be able to kill off at least 220 million over time in order for that to work. And then who's left are actually, and I keep asking this question of my listeners too, why everybody is stockpiling guns, food, and ammunition. They must think something is going to come against them, otherwise they wouldn't be doing this.
No, 100%. And I think one of the, in the last 2 years with all this chaos, I try to look for silver linings or blessings in disguise. I think what you just said is one, is the fact that we're even talking about this now. I mean, just a couple of years ago, before this all fell apart, no one was even having these discussions, even conservative radio, libertarian radio, independent radio. No one was even discussing these things. But the fact is now that we're actually discussing everything from nanotechnology to bioweapons and DARPA and sci-fi mosquitoes, but also the fact that the two-party system, this uniparty as it really is, the fact that we can have this discussion and that millions of people are listening to this and waking up, I actually think that's probably the thing that we really need to go through, is the fact that the public, we the people, finally become so awake and angry that we won't put up with it anymore. I just wonder where that line is, but I'm glad we're going in the right direction.
Well, and see, you're on Truth Social, as we are, at Dr. Jason Dean, for those of you that want to follow Jason Dean. Telegram, you're on Brave TV channel. You have bravetv.com. You're on Rumble. C/Brave TV. So, I mean, you're out there, you're getting the message out. Are you able to measure the response you're getting?
We're getting a tremendous response. We actually, when we started this, I've been on the podcast about 7 years, but obviously it blew up 2 years ago because what we were talking about. And we were getting 4,000 plus live streaming just on Facebook alone. I got banned on all those channels, so we just decided to build our own infrastructure, which we did, and use obviously some of the more truthful channels that we are, Rumble, Two Social, things like that. But I'll tell you, viewership is actually going up. There's things I talk about, Dave, that are like, that used to be like off the wall. People wouldn't even have a discussion with me now. They're just asking for more and more truth to the point where I'm like, okay, this might be uncomfortable, but let's go down this road, because people are finding out they were lied to. And so I actually every day am feeling better about this, and I'm sure your show is doing the same thing, but statistics are going up from a standpoint of waking up more people. And so I'm pretty excited about it, and I really do think, even though this is going to be a challenge and there'll probably be pain along the way, I do believe that people are finally rising. It just takes leaders like yourself and others and myself to just keep putting this out there. So, you know, the tireless minority will always win. That's how I look at it.
Well, I hope you're right. Dr. Jason Dean has been with us here on the show. We are coming up to our final break, and that's the break where we have to depart until tomorrow. Yeah, it's the craziness of it all. You know, nanotechnology, biometrics. Yeah, I bet you Robert Malone is not feeling really good about the fact he helped create mRNA technology, and now it's being basically misused to control us and kill off half the world's population because, you know, we had the Georgia Guidestones, which are no longer. But, you know, if they want to rebuild them again, I don't know. We'll be watching for it. In the meantime, you know, we're thankful that that God has delivered Tim in Houston back to his house. See, miracles do happen, and if you put your faith where it belongs, you'll see them. Believing is seeing. Until tomorrow, God bless you, and God bless the United States of America, a republic if you can keep it.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.